How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome, my good people. Welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show. And I'm with your host, CJ Moneyway. Let's get it.
What's up, my good people? This is your boy, CJ Moneyway from the CJ Moneyway Show. Today, I have on the show with me talent manager and entrepreneur living in Hollywood. I got my man Nelson P on today. How you doing, man?
Good. Nice to see you. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, man, I thank you, man, for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on with us today.
You got it.
Before we get started, man, I just got to ask, you know, by being in Hollywood and things of that nature. I know a lot of people I bring on the show, they say, well, I'm not really a big sports fan, so I don't know. I got to know, because I've been a Laker fan since for 44 years. I got to know. Are you a Lakers fan or a Clippers fan?
I think I'm going to have to go with Lakers.
Ah, my man. How can you be in Hollywood and not go in L.A., man?
You got it, right? You know what? I like the Cubs also in Chicago. So I lived in Chicago for like, numerous years. And I would love going down to the Cubs game at Wrigley Field and catching a game.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Now, I like the Cubs. Like you said, I'm from the area. I like the Cubs. They're my second best team.
Right.
My first best team in baseball is the Yankees. I've been a Yankee fan since 96. So it's the Yankees, then the Cubs. It's not that I don't like the White Sox. It's just that the White Sox just don't.
Yep. I hear you.
So what is it like being a talent manager? And what did you look for and people besides good looks?
Well, you know what? I'm really looking for an individual that is charismatic, that runs their business like a business. You know, for me, you can't just be an actor nowadays. I think gone are the days that you can just be an actor. Now you actually have to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for coachable people that want to have someone mentor them, that want to have, you know, a team that they're building for a long career. As again, you know, careers in Hollywood do not happen overnight. This overnight success story thing, that is not really very accurate. You know, you maybe hear about it in the news like that, but really it's years of dedication, hard work, and a lot of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, okay. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the entertainment industry as a whole.
Well, I feel like, you know, obviously you have the commercial business and the theatrical business. The commercial business is, you know, simply that, like clients that are booking commercials and doing commercials on television, and also radio spots for voiceovers. And then television and film is considered the theatrical world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, recently, obviously, many people know that we were in an actor strike, and that like shut down production for a long time. And that was a hard on us because obviously we just came out of pandemic. You know, prior to that. So the entertainment industry is definitely shifting its model. I think that with AI, also AI is a component of like how things are shifting and changing in the world. But, you know, the entertainment business will always be here. I mean, people want to be entertained. From back in the early days, you know, during the Depression, I mean, people went to see to watch entertainment. So I think it's about it's evolving, and you know, you see so many more film stars doing television and doing those crossover careers now, where, you know, actors, you know, do it all. But I think more than anything, you're having to operate as an entrepreneur to really build out your business in a variety of means. You know, so social media is one aspect of marketing, you know, your brand. But gone are the days that actors just stay in one lane. I think actors now are expanding their markets and their brands in much larger capacities.
Oh, okay. So tell us a little bit about your leadership role in the ESI network.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about how it started. So, you know, years ago, I mean, I was an actor in Chicago. I toured actually with Second City Youth Company, you know, in Chicago as a teen. Okay. And that was a really awesome experience. And from there, I actually worked at a talent agency. I started as an intern there, and then they hired me as an assistant. And I would remember going through stacks of headshots. There were like stacks of headshots piled from the floor to the ceiling. And back in the day, everything was like hard copy. So we'd have actually black and white headshots that we'd go through and pick the actors we wanted to bring in. And then from there, I worked in casting for a bit there in Chicago. I worked for a company called Sherry Man Casting that worked casting a lot of commercials. And so I learned a lot about the business from her, and then transitioned out to Los Angeles and went to Columbia College and started this business called the ESI Network. I started before that as an acting coach out here in LA. Again, I dabbled in casting out here with a bunch of casting offices out here also to just really learn the LA market. Mm-hmm. I started teaching kids as an acting coach for a lot of kids and young adults. And then that grew from there, where my clients would say, would I start managing them? And then from there, I started this management company. And so my role at the ESI Network is one of, again, I'm all running the business, but also doing day-to-day management. I generally spend time with more some of the higher clients, you know, on our roster that need that finessing, that handholding to help them really get to that next level of their career. So I'm really, you know, the visionary here that helps figure out like how we build careers and expand to go from point A, point B in a career to a point A part of your career.
So what are some of the biggest names that you have worked with in the industry, especially coming from Hollywood?
Yeah, I mean, well, realistically, you know, we built so many of our clients over the years. Like we have people like, yeah, my longest client, you can see up on the wall up there, his name is Malcolm David Kelly. And we started him when he was 5 years old in the film Antoine Fisher with Denzel Washington.
Then
he
Then
he did You Got Served. He played Little Saint in that project. That was a really fun movie. And then he got the amazing role on the series Lost on ABC with J.J. Abrams. Mm-hmm. And he played the kid that had the dog on that series. And that show obviously catapulted his name out into the business. Yeah. And then started a band that went platinum. So on the back of my wall, you can see it's called MKTO. And if you've heard the song called Classic, that was a song that really kind of put them on the map. You know, and then we have clients like Aria Brooks. Aria Brooks was in a project called Better Late Than Ever on Disney. And JoJo Regina, if you went out to the theater about a year ago, there was a project called Where the Crawdads Sing. And so that was a very famous book that they turned into a movie. And again, we had the main little girl on that series named JoJo Regina. Mm-hmm. Tom Jenkins just came out in this blockbuster hit Oppenheimer that just obviously everyone knows about. Imani Pullum in the project Emancipation. Sophia Hammonds from a series, from a project called Under Wraps, which is a Disney project. Jordan Hull is an actress that we had on the series. She's worked tremendously over the years, and she had a project that she did with Adam Sandler and Queen Latifah named Hustle. And so, you know, that was definitely a fun movie. And we've had other clients do Adam Sandler's films. The Grown Ups 1 and Grown Ups 2 feature films years ago, we had a client that worked on both of those films. And then TV-wise, again, we've had a lot of people, like right now in the TV series that's called Unprisoned with Kerry Washington. We have Fali Rakotohanava that's on that series. He plays Kerry Washington's son. And Elias Barnes, he's been in numerous series here in Hollywood. He was on a project called I'm a Virgo and Cruel Summer. And we built people like Ashton Sanders that started, and it was in a film called Moonlight that won an Oscar, that film won an Oscar a couple years ago.
I'm
struggling on all the names here because it's been so many over the years. So I'm struggling a little bit trying to recall every single one of them. Like Ethan Childress, again, that kid was on the show Mixed-ish from the Blackish family. That was a fun show. And we had the little kid on that series called Ethan Childress. So, I mean, we could do this for half an hour here. I'd really have the roster of my clients over the years. It's been fun to build them, help their journeys. And nearly every one of these talents we've built from the ground up. We started them when they were first, you know, in the acting business. And we've mentored them and helped them grow up to, you know, the place they're at today.
Nah, that's awesome, man. That's a heck of a roster right there, especially like that Moonlight. That Moonlight, that was big. Like you said, a couple of years ago, that was a big series right there. Like you say, won some
Oscars. Yeah, it was a big feature.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about the helpinganswers.com, which you say that you can help entrepreneurs and business owners and entrepreneurs scale up their businesses.
Yeah, so the way that came about is, again, you know, one of the things that happened during the pandemic is I was really kind of thinking out of the box as to what I should be doing with our time. And so what I decided to do is build another brand of the ESI Network that focused helping more entrepreneurs and business owners think out of the box. And so what we do is I have a 12-week program that helps mentor entrepreneurs and business owners that really want to scale up their life and get their businesses to that next level of their career. So what we do is we go through every area of that, you know, client's life. We want to understand what the client's doing with their time, with their money, with their boundaries, with their team, with their marketing efforts. So it's really a platform and a structure that helps entrepreneurs scale their current businesses up to that next level.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool, son. That I probably need to get involved with. So what are the responsibilities for a lot of us that don't know? What are the responsibilities of a producer and a director?
Well, the producer is the person that's in charge of helping put the whole project together, from like figuring out where the trucks are going to show up on set that day, to making sure the script is strong enough to be able to put out on the market. The director's job is simply to direct the TV series or to direct that feature film. So that the director is working hand in hand, you know, with the actors on set and directing the day's shooting schedule along with the ADs that kind of are under the director. But the director has the vision for the project. And, you know, the producer's producing the whole enchilada and making sure that they know what the left hand and the right hand's doing and making sure they stay on budget. The producer is really the person that's producing the project.
So the producer really, I would have asked, if I was to ask, like, who had the most responsibility, it would actually be the producer then?
Well, I think it depends on, you know, from the production standpoint, yes. From the directing standpoint, it will truly be the director.
Okay, so in that area, which one do you like doing the best, the production side or the directing side?
Well, I've done a little bit of both. I mean, my directing skills have, you know, been more working with actors and help direct them, like when they had to prepare scenes that they had to do for a specific audition, or when I was a, you know, acting coach. I directed a series of commercials years ago that I just shot at some spec spots. And that was a fun, you know, that was actually some of the funnest times I've had on set myself. Directing a group of like, you know, 200 people on a day. And so that was very, very enjoyable. But I'm also a natural born producer because I'm always putting together projects, creating systems and structures with all the projects I'm up to. And so I'm always producing content, producing projects with my clients. So I think by essence, I really on a day-to-day basis work a little bit more like a producer.
Okay. So I was reading something. I thought that this was very interesting. It was intriguing. Could you tell us about the program where you guys provided scholarships for underprivileged kids in LA?
Oh, yeah. So what that was, Kids Eyes was a nonprofit that we started and with a couple friends of mine. And what we did is we helped bring arts and entertainment into one conversation. So we went into the community and helped artists create, and we gave out some scholarships. Years ago, we did that with an organization called ArtShare downtown Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So again, I think I did that early on in my career, just trying to give back and trying to understand how, you know, the arts and nonprofit community worked a little bit more. That's dating me a little bit because that was a while ago, but it was a fun process that we kind of put together.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Like you say, giving back to the community, where you do something where underprivileged kids can have an opportunity to succeed and do some things as what you're speaking as far as acting and things of that nature. I just thought that was pretty cool when I came across that.
Yeah, and I think it's important to give back to the community. That's an important thing that I think, you know, once you have gotten good at something, you want to make sure that you're giving back to people, you know. And one of the things that I really work on with the people that I work in my Help and Answers program is understanding relationships. And, you know, you have people that you're mentoring, you have people that are mentoring you, and then you have people that are your peers. Mm-hmm. So you need to make sure that you're spending some time in each one of those categories. You know, if all you do is just hang out with your peers and just party and have fun with them, you know, you're going to maybe let go of some of your projects that you really are passionate about. Where if all you're doing is mentoring people, then you're going to feel exhausted. You feel like you're always giving back to people. You're always pouring into people. But if no one's pouring into you, then again, you're going to feel a little unfulfilled. And same thing, you know, on the other side, you want to make sure that, again, you're mentoring people, but people are also mentoring you. You need, you know, individuals or leaders that are mentoring you and giving you wisdom and having you see things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And if all you're doing is getting mentored from other people and taking and taking and taking, then you can also become a selfish person. So you want to make sure that you actually balance that out and that you're mentoring some people, people are mentoring you, and then you're spending time with peers as well.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, you know, as far as what you just said. I never really thought about it like that. I know that when you do things, even with podcasting, you know, you start off and you think you know this, and then you get under people that have actually done it and know more than you know, and yep. It makes you better, you know. So I get that aspect of it, and that's cool. You mentioned something earlier about AI and entertainment. So what is the future of AI and entertainment?
Well, you know, one of the things that we did is we created a website called the AI Experts. And we just wanted to give back to the entertainment community a little bit. And so I didn't know much about AI when I started this thing. I did a Zoom with about 90 agents, casting directors, and various people in the industry. And I called up a bunch of AI experts and I put them on a Zoom, and we had a round robin discussion at a high level about like what AI is. And I think it's on YouTube right now if you look that up, AI and entertainment. And we just wanted to have a discussion on what AI and entertainment could look like now and in the future, and what sort of tools we should be looking at or using, you know, ourselves responsibly in the AI space. So I think the AI world is growing at such a fast pace. Mm-hmm. And if you're not educating yourself in your industry about how AI can actually be used, you're going to be left behind. So I don't think necessarily that AI is going to replace people, but I do think that AI could replace you if you're not on top of how AI could assist you in what you do on a day-to-day basis in your actual industry. So I actually recommend that everyone get out there and just learn a little bit about how you can integrate AI into your world. And it's like anything else. If you don't stay up to speed with where the world is going, you're going to be left behind. So I just recommend any of my colleagues and entertainment friends to just, you know, educate themselves in the space a little bit.
Yeah. As you were saying earlier, I had a podcast mentor, and he just was showing us some things about chat box.
Yep.
You know, as far as, you know, using it for your podcast and how it, you know, to create the contents and things like that. And even with just doing normal things like newsletters and things of that nature, and then say, do you want AI to write it? You put something in there and it gives you this broad, you know, so I love it. So I'm like you say, if anybody's trying to do anything, learn what AI is, because it can help out. It can help you out a whole lot. And it saves you a lot of time.
Yep, it saves you a lot of time. The other day, what I did was I actually bought a program that what it does is it can set up a structure where you'll type in the name of whatever you want, you know, your book to be, like to create ebooks. Mm-hmm. And so you put in the topic, you put in the chapters, and it helps immediately. In 2 minutes, you'll have an entire 18 or 20 page written ebook put together, along with the graphics of what the front cover of the book will look like. Now, I ethically sometimes think on like...
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, is that replacing me hiring a writer?
Yeah.
And so you have to look at your industry and look at your budget and look at, like, you know, there are tools out there that will be helpful, but obviously you don't want to replace your friends that have certain jobs.
Yeah.
But like anything else, if you don't keep up with technology, you're going to be left behind. So I think it's like finding that fine balance of, like, how will I use AI and how will I not use AI? And then figuring out for yourself kind of what works best for you. I don't think it, you know, even when I get, like, when I tried this program, it wasn't perfect. I still had to go back and tweak things. I still am going to have someone else, like, help me look at it from the writing perspective. Mm-hmm. But it's just like a tool, like anything else. So it just helps you speed up the process creatively a little bit. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, you still need to go through it and see, is this really sounding like you? Do you need to rewrite some things? But it can help you with systems and structures inside of the document. Mm-hmm. And I found for that reason, it's been very helpful. And it helps me with my time.
Yeah. Because I know, you know, a man of your stature, and I know you do more than I do. And just starting this podcast, even with, you know, PodMatch, I was just interviewing a young lady, and, you know, I appreciate PodMatch because it has given me the opportunity to meet people like yourself and have these type of conversations. But once you get into it, things just start going fast. You know, and then all of I got this, and, you know, you're getting pulled here, and as anything else, you know, you start having partnerships, and people want to start doing business with you, this and that. So a lot of things, it's about time, and anything that you can use to start saving time.
Yep.
Valuable.
I mean, on that note, I want to bring up a little story. It's like I'm wearing a stopwatch around my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things and habits that I did early on in my career is I practiced for 2 years and I timed every single task in my life.
Mm.
And I learned a lot about, like, what I can actually get done in a certain amount of time. So I timed how long does it take me to walk a block and how long does it take me to, you know, eat a sandwich and how long it takes me to shower. And so I wanted to just understand the relationship of, like, in my life, what it takes me to do something, because obviously it takes different people different amounts of time to do certain tasks. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that I'm good with my time. And I think one of the things that I really work on with a lot of my clients and help and answers is having them understand that time is the most critical and most precious gift that they have. See, money we can make more of. Money will come and go. But time, once we've moved on from this moment, we will never get that moment back. You know, like at the start of this podcast, those moments we shared today, we will never have those back.
Yeah.
So if you really take on looking at your life and realizing that time is the most important thing you have, it'll shift how you operate on a day-to-day basis. So one of the things that I do with a lot of clients is, like, I first have them map out all 168 hours of their week. a lot of times I'll even ask them, well, how many hours do you have in a week? And they're like, oh, I don't even know.
Yeah.
So again, it's 168. So we all have the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
So I help them map out how much time are they driving? How much time are they doing, you know, menial tasks in their life? How much time are they actually working? So we'll go through every area of their life and then make sure that we have a plan for like what their goals and commitments are and see, do we need to shift what you're actually doing with your time? Because what I find with a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners is they don't understand the distinction between working in your business and working on your business. Mm-hmm. If you're working in your business, it's like you're doing all the work yourself. And again, that might not be the wisest use of your time. You want to make sure that you spend a certain amount of hours and probably more of your hours working on your business. Working on your business is working on the overall systems, the structures, the things that actually can help truly expand that business. But if all you're doing is doing the day-to-day, like data entry into your business each day, or doing tasks that someone else, you know, you could hire to do, then you're truly probably not spending the right time in the right areas. So that's one of the things that I will look at with each business owner and entrepreneur and be like, what are your goals? What are you committed to? And what do we need to do with your systems and structures? And what do we need to do with your time? And we merge and come up with a nice balance of that so that they can really make sure that their business continues to thrive.
Yeah, man, I was laughing and smiling when you brought up time. One thing that I've learned too, like what you just said in the end, is what my mentor was saying. Sometimes you got to learn how to automate, delegate, and eliminate. And so one of the things that you don't like, doing, which is editing, you know, the editing part of podcasting or it's the most tedious thing, you know what I'm saying? It is, and because you got to be precise and you have to actually go back and listen and pay attention. And so on that, a lot of people don't understand the time that type of thing takes. And I just did a podcast of my own last Wednesday about time.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the most important things in your life, like you said, that you can't get back.
Yep.
And so, because I was at a point that, you know, even with me and you doing this today, and so say like we set something up and then at the last minute you counsel on me, that was a waste of my time because I got to get notes together. I got to link together, you know, so it was a waste of my time.
100%.
People don't value, you know, sometimes we don't get to the point where people value your time.
Yep. Yep. And so I think you need to create your life so that obviously time is probably your biggest resource and asset that you have. So that is definitely one of my personal challenges and goals with any client I work with, to make sure that they have mastered their time in every area of their life.
Yeah. 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 So I appreciate you bringing that up because that was a good point. You just confirmed what I did last week, that I was on point with something. And so, just got a couple more questions for you. How do kids get started into acting?
So a lot of times for us, people refer their kids to us, or an actor's referred to us, because I've done this a long time now. So at this point, you know, a lot of times, you know, clients will check out our website. It's called theesinetwork.com, and they'll send a submission to us and we'll review the materials to see if there's something we can do. You know, I have clients all over the country. So we rep clients in Chicago and New York and Atlanta, in Texas and Seattle, Washington. So it's pretty much all over the country. I mean, probably 70% of our talent is still here in Los Angeles. But we're in a day now that you could honestly live anywhere. And if a client is super, super talented, we're going to rep them from wherever they live in the U.S. market.
And so is there an age limit on that? Like, do you go from 2 years old to, you know,
we used to have a huge star babies division where we actually had babies. We don't do that anymore just because there's not as much, you know, work in the commercial market for little babies. And honestly, we just have a little bit more high profile clients on our roster. Mm-hmm. So I would say 6 is the golden age where we normally will start a kid now. We'll make an exception sometimes and take a 5-year-old, or let's say we rep the 13-year-old kid, but the family has a 5-year-old. So we'll take them on too and help them kind of get into the business to get started. So we have kids at that age. And then we go all the way up to, you know, 100. I don't have any 100-year-olds on my roster right now, but I have had, I think I had a 98-year-old at one
time. Oh, yeah?
So it ranges all the way from kids to adults. And I would say our roster is at least, it used to be just kids, but now it's probably at least, you know, 50, 60% adults.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So my last question, man, I won't hold you up no more. So what should we be asking ourselves on a day-to-day basis in order to see success?
Well, I mean, we'll start with the time point. You should ask yourself how to be most efficient with our time. Mm-hmm. We should ask ourselves questions about our finances. How are we doing financially? Ask ourselves, what are we doing with our money? What are we doing with every resource that we have? We want to ask ourselves questions like, who on my team like would best help my project move forward the quickest? I think the whole point of my structure with helpandanswers.com is asking yourself powerful questions. And my belief is that you will have the kind of life that you have dependent on the questions you ask yourself or the questions you don't ask yourself in your life. Mm-hmm. So it is critical that we spend our days asking ourselves deeper and deeper and more meaningful questions. I was meeting actually with my health coach today. And we were talking a little bit about like what questions is he asking himself with his business to move the needle forward, to move his client to that next level. And we, you know, we had some breakthrough conversations there, and it all was around the kind of questions he was asking his clients. Mm-hmm. So I think on a day-to-day basis, you know, one of the things that I do on my phone in the morning, I'll wake up and I'll write down and jot down a bunch of questions. And each day I have in my notes section, I'll be able to see all the many questions I have going on in my life at the time. And then I'll organize my questions by personal questions and business questions. And I think it's a good habit just to have a streaming rolling list of questions as you ponder those things. You know, each day I wake up, I realize I know less and less, and I know, you know, and I need to have a coach me as well. So I believe that like if I'm in a coach, the only way I'm a great coach is I need to make sure that I have a coach coaching me, looking at my blind spots, looking at my gaps where I don't see something. So I think the deeper question you ask yourself on a day-to-day basis will have you have the life you have or the life you don't have.
So with you saying that, I just have to ask you, so can you give us an example so that I can know myself of one question that you say you will ask yourself on a personal level and one question that you will ask yourself on a business level?
So a question on a business level may be something like this. How much money do I need to save to buy my next piece of real estate? The next question would be after that, how do I accumulate that money as quickly as possible? Next question, who do I need to have enrollment conversations with to make sure that I can actually start generating that income? Mm-hmm. Another question could be, what books do I need to read so that I can learn more about where I'm falling short in the area of money? So again, I just keep asking myself question after question after question after question. That's a critical thing to have business-wise. Personally as well, I might ask myself a question like, how can I be kinder in my communication with my wife? Another personal question, what am I not willing to see about myself that's actually holding me back, that if I would actually have that authentic conversation with me, I might actually start having breakthroughs in that area of life.
That's deep right there. Right?
So I think it's about just practicing, you know, simple questions. And the deeper questions you ask, it will help you with every area of your life. So that's really the premise of helpandanswers.com. We're trying to make sure that we like empower business professionals and entrepreneurs with their personal and business lives so they can thrive.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So as we get ready to end this, are there any projects that you're working on for the near future that we can look forward to?
Well, I have some really exciting, I have a project I've been working on here for a bit. It's called a book that we've been marketing called Conflicting Loyalties. Mm-hmm. And this is a fascinating story. It's the story about a guy that was in the mob as a youth. And when he turned 18, he had to decide what he was going to do with his life, because he was kind of put on the line and he was given a choice to kind of go to jail or to become a DOJ informant. Mm-hmm. So this is a real life story of a guy named Aidan Gabor. And we've been marketing this book and getting this book out there. It's actually become a bestseller now on Amazon.
Okay.
But it's a fascinating book. This was a project that just came to us. And again, my expertise is not a book marketer, but at the same point, I keep having opportunities where entrepreneurs and business owners just reach out to me and say, hey, would you help me with this? Would you help me with that? So I'm a problem solver. I help people solve business problems. So if someone has a book, if they have a project that they need to get to the next level, we will help them with that sort of thing. Another thing that I'm super excited that I'm working on is, again, we're building a website called kidsontv.com.
Kids on TV.
Kids on TV. And the site is not up yet. It's going to go live in a couple months from now. But we have about 20 different ebooks. And it teaches middle America parents how to get their kids into show business. So again, with all my years of experience in this business, you know, we've helped hundreds of actors book their first series, book their first commercial, book their first print ad. So I'm taking all my years of experience of how to do it into 20 different ebook kits that we're going to have online for clients to be able to download. So we're right now just finishing, you know, the last couple steps of that process, but it's an exciting project. I've been sitting on that domain for like over 10 years, again, called kidsontv.com, and we're going to launch it in the next couple months.
So is that going to be with a Z or an S?
With an S. Kids on TV. Yeah, Kids on TV.
Okay. Yeah, sounds pretty cool, man. I'm looking forward to that. But I love mobster. You talk Goodfellas, Scarface.
Yep.
I even watch all the little mobster movies, you know, that come on and show you things about John Gotti.
Yep.
I'm going to get this book.
Yeah, you want to check this one out. Ultimately, you know, I would love I'd love to see it as a movie one day, you know, but it's a fascinating read. It's a quick read, you know, so it's a really fun read.
Yeah.
So I would definitely check it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out, man. So any social media sites or anything where people can reach you at, where I can start following you?
So again, just at Nelson Paredes Parks, like that would be the best one for me personally. And if you want to set up a complimentary meeting to find out a little bit about what Help and Answers could do for you, what you can do is just go to the website. Again, helpandanswers.com. And go to the page that has you fill in your information and just request a consultation. And we'll set up a time to meet and talk a little bit about what you're up to in life, what idea, project, or business structure you have that you want to get to that next level. You know, I work one-on-one with entrepreneurs that want to start businesses that don't even know where to start. They need to figure out like how to get their DBA, what sort of accounts to set up. You know, I'll start with a starter entrepreneur, and I'll also work with seasoned business owners that have employees and are frazzled, and they're like needing to figure out like what do they do with their team, or what should they do personally to make sure their business can get to that next level. So those are the two areas that I seem to have a lot of success with. So if anyone is interested, you know, reach out through helpandanswers.com, and love to connect and see how we might be able to help you.
Oh man, that's cool. That's cool. So I appreciate you coming on, man. A lot of insight, a lot of wisdom, man. I really appreciate it. So yeah, I'm gonna look at that Conflict and Loyalties. Everybody go get that Conflict and Loyalties and be on the lookout for kidsontv.com with my man Nelson. Hey, so I appreciate you coming on, man. You all have been listening to the CJ Money Way Show and Nelson, the talent manager and entrepreneur.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.